Now working for the weekend, now that this weekend's over, it's time to think about next weekend. And today on Cincinnati Edition, we're going to look at the world's oldest and largest ventriloquist gathering. Vent Haven Museum is holding their annual convention, and on the phone with me this afternoon is media coordinator for the Vent Haven Museum, Annie Roberts. Good afternoon, Annie.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Well, how did Fort Mitchell, Kentucky become the cultural center of ventriloquism?
It seems a strange connection, doesn't it?
It does.
Yes, it's because of one of its native residents, W.S. Berger, who lived in Fort Mitchell, and actually he lived on the property where the museum currently resides. And he was a Cincinnati businessman. He worked in downtown for the Cambridge Tile Company for a long time, his whole career. But his hobby was ventriloquism, and the hobby sort of got out of control. Throughout the course of his lifetime, he collected over 500 figures and sort of became the mecca of ventriloquism. He was the epicenter. He wrote letters to everybody, and he bought and collected and sold and published a magazine, and that's how it ended up being right outside of Cincinnati. He lived a long time. He lived to be 94 years old, and unfortunately had outlived his whole family. So at the end of his lifetime, he had this great collection that people all over the world knew about, but he wasn't sure what to do with it. So his lawyer helped him set it up as a private museum.
Now, this is not a museum that's open all the time. It's only open May through September and by appointment only, right?
That's correct. It's a guided tour. It's three small buildings. There are over 600 figures on display. The walls are lined with thousands of pictures, and it's a museum that is full of great stories. Because for each of those figures, there's a story behind it. And it's interesting to see sort of American history through the collection of figures. You look at vaudeville, you look at the days of radio, you see early TV, you see 70s TV, and then you see sort of the current generation of comedians, like with Jeff Dunham and Terry Fader. So.
Well, the Convention International Ventriloquist Convention is coming to the Cincinnati Airport Marriott Hotel July 17th through 20th. And I did say international, not just national, but international. What happens here at the convention?
It's a great few days of what I like to call learning, laughter, and fun. We have over 600 ventriloquists from around the world that come, and it really is international. We have ventriloquists that will come from England, Germany, Australia, Switzerland, France, Japan. We have a gentleman coming from India this year. Ventriloquism truly is an international art form. And there are lectures where people can learn different aspects of the art, you know, marketing, comedy writing, puppet manipulation, more than just the idea of learning to talk without moving your lips. And then we have shows. We have shows in the evening. Unique this year, Terry Fader from Las Vegas is coming into town and doing his show at the Taft Theater. And there are tickets available to the public. It's Friday at 7:30 at the Taft Theater. And we have all ages that come to this convention, from baby to 92. And we have people who are hobbyists who just sort of do it for fun to the pros. The pros will come and teach the sessions. It's an interesting gathering when you get 600 entertainers together.
And everybody trying to grab the spotlight too, right?
yes, indeed.
Annie Roberts, the media coordinator for the Vent Haven Ventriloquism Museum. It's on Maple Avenue in Fort Mitchell. You can find out more about the Vent Haven Museum and the convention, International Ventriloquist Convention, coming to the Cincinnati Airport Marriott Hotel, July 17th through 20th, on our website, wvxu.org. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7. If you'd like to learn more about all that you hear on Cincinnati Edition, feel free to visit our website or follow us on Facebook. Send us a tweet, too. Thanks for listening. Technical director for today's show was Bruce Ellis. Producer was Pete Breitmeyer, with help from Kevin Reynolds. And again, you'll be able to find archives of all the interviews on Cincinnati Edition online at wvxu.org. I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for The Takeaway, coming up next here on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB Oxford. Have a great day and stay cool.